So now Reynolds is on second with one out. No runs crossed right there. 3-0 lead still for the Greenies. It's low ball two, though, to Hester. Third pitch of the at-bat being prepared for. Through the stretch, rip back up the middle. Bryson's there to knock it down. Can't handle it, though. So that's going to allow Reynolds to get up to third. Hester gets over to first after getting there on the air. So we got runners on the corners again, but this time there's one out. And it's Treadway coming up. He flew out to Whirl last time. I believe it was more in the gap, though. It was kind of a gapper that Whirl just ran down.
That's what I heard.
So Reynolds on third and Hester on first. Here's the pitch from Parker. Fastball just outside, ball one. One and no count. Here's the pitch. Slide step. And a good fastball in the outside corner. Makes it a one and one count now. With one out here in the bottom of the third inning. One-on-one pitch, ripped to right center. I don't think Whirl's going to be able to run that one down. It's going to work its way all the way to the fence. Reynolds scores from third. Hester gets to third himself and give Treadway a double this time. And he scores one. So the Greenies put up another run on the board, making it a 4-0 game now.
Baseman number 16, Hunter
here in the bottom of the third inning. And Tarvez steps up to the plate. Tarvez, he doubled his first time up with a little slap hit that just went right over the first baseman's head in Henley and just stretched it into a double. We have courtesy runner coming in for the catcher now. It's number 11, Pierce Engel.
It's a shame Bryson couldn't handle that throw a while ago. We needed that second out right
mm-hmm.
there.
Would have been big. But as it is, runners on second and third with one out. Parker working from the windup now. Here's the first pitch to Tarvis. He takes inside ball one. Second pitch to him. Hit out there towards right field. It's going to work its way out of play, though. Strike one. So 1-1 pitch will be coming on its way. We have Hester on third and Treadway on second for the Greenies. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Parker. Low and away, ball two. Two and one pitch fouled back, making it 2-2. Still runners in scoring position on second and third for the Greenies with only one out. They're trying to put up another crooked number on the board. Yet to have an inning where they haven't scored yet. Next pitch from Parker. Hester trying his patent-pending little slap hit over first base right there. This one works its way foul, though. Count remains at 2-2. Two and two pitch from Parker. On its way. Fastball. This one fouled back again. If anything, he's making him work his count. Tarvez steps back into the batter's box now. Parker has his sign. Through the windup. Here's the pitch. Runners in scoring position. Another foul ball. And we'll say that Tuscola baseball is brought to you in part by Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Robin G. Black, CPA, Time Out Markets, Eagles Nest Grocery, Gene Ferguson Moving Company, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Hometown Hardware, and Fat Buddies. Here's the 2-2 pitch, curveball, good one, in the dirt, strikes out Tarvis. No one's on first, though, so Tarvis is going to take it. No throw. So give him a strikeout, but Tarvis is able to take first base on the ball in the dirt.
That hurts right
there. That hurts a lot. So now bases are loaded.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 5, Mickey McGuire.
So now bases are loaded. And it's McGuire, the 8th grader, up to the plate. going up against Parker. He's going to take strike one on the outside corner. McGuire did strike out his first plate appearance. Second pitch from Parker. Ripped way high, though. And it looks like that's going to be on the infield. Should have been an infield fly call. I don't think they called it, though. So that's going to be the second out, though. Either way, as Bryson puts that one away. And now we're back up at the top of the order.
Yeah, I didn't see the umpire call the infield fly. You're right.
Yeah, it definitely should have been an infield fly call, but it's okay.
Oh, that's...
Out's put away.
I can't say anything. I've umpired and I've done the same thing.
Well, it's just one of those things. Whenever you call an infield fly, it protects the player from purposely dropping the ball and turning a double play on something crazy like that, because... He could have. Bryson could have dropped it right there, and there without the call, he could have dropped
right.
It. Throw it to third, throw it to second, get two outs, you're out of the inning. Instead, he puts it away. The first pitch to LaCroix was inside, ball one. Second pitch to him, swung on, fouled outside for strike one. There are two outs now here in the bottom half of the third inning. It's a 4-0 lead for the Greenies.
We used to holler at each other when the two umpires and thump your chest, you know, to remind you that it's a infield fly. It's easy to forget.
Oh, yeah. There's so many rules that you're going through your head. You're trying to remember them all.
Oh, good pitch.
It was a good pitch. Hard for LaCroix to lay off of it, but he did.
A little bit low. I mean, but a good one for him to chase, but he held off.
It's a 2-1 count now. Bases are juiced right now. Here's the pitch. Strike two. Good pitch from Parker on the low and outside corner. 2-2 count now. And time is called from LaCroix. We have Hester on third, Treadway on second, and Tarvez on first.
He needs a good pitch right here. If we get out of this right here with bases loaded and one out and get out of it.
Be nice.
Be nice.
However, it's going to be a full count now, so runners will be on their move right here with two outs. So now, basically, your only play as an infielder will be to first. They should be going. They are. And LaCroix fouls that one back. Even if I was that runner on third, he didn't take off right there. But even if I was Hester, I'd kind of take off and come a little bit more on the outside right here, just in case there's some type of low strike three, and that would prevent Myers from being able to step on the plate. This one ripped. That's going to be a hit out there to right field for LaCroix. Scoring too easy because they were on their horse to running with the full count. So that's two more runs coming in.
That's good hitting right there. Mm-hmm. He just stuck his bat out in front of that one.
I'm telling you, you don't need to hit it hard to be effective. So LaCroix picks up his second hit of the day. He has a single and a double now. And now it's McKinley Bell. Bell so far has singled in both of his plate appearances, one to right field, one to left. And he has runners on the corners now. LaCroix more than likely wanting to steal right here. They check on him, though. Slides back in safely. Tarvez over there on third. Bell up to the plate.
Yeah, with two outs, he's going, there's no doubt.
Parker has his sign. Makes the move. Grounder right to Henley. We'll put that one away. That'll get us out of the third inning finally, but not before another crooked number is put up there on the board for the Greenies. They have a 6-0 lead now going in to the fourth inning. We're going to take us a quick break. Whenever we come back, we'll get you set up for that fourth inning. You're listening to Mountaineer Baseball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experienced lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
It can be hard to stand out from the crowd when applying for college. So consider what studying abroad with YFU can do for you. Educators agree that the benefits of high school exchange go far beyond your time abroad. And many universities give preferred admission to YFU students. Develop personal strengths while living in Germany, Thailand, Italy, or more than 40 other countries. Become a part of a host family, learn a foreign language, and test your confidence in new situations. Call 1-800-TEENAGE or visit YFUUSA.org to learn more.
Now, back to the ballpark. for more Tuscola baseball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Arden, North Carolina, where the Mountaineers are trailing 6-0 going in to the top of the fourth inning. And currently we're going to have Nelson, Sutton, and Henley all coming to the plate. Currently Fleming, through three innings of work, has only thrown 29 pitches. I mean, he's been effective out there.
Like I said, he hadn't broke a sweat yet. I mean,
Nelson struck out in his first plate appearance. Saw four pitches. It's going to take ball one outside. Want to know is the count now to Nelson. Here's the next pitch from Fleming. Low ball two. Two and oh pitch from the Wake Forest commit. Fouled straight back by Nelson. Strike one. Got Coach Cody Geyer over there picking up the ball. Doing a good service. Two and one pitch now. On its way. Curveball and a good one.
Good pitch.
Strike two. Had Nelson out in front and over top of the ball right there. He had no chance of hitting that one. Two and two pitch will be coming. There's no outs here in the top of the third inning. Fourth inning, excuse me. That's outside and high, ball three. So we got a full count now to Nelson. It's the first full count of the game. First time he's reached three balls, I believe. Doesn't matter. Still strikes out Nelson. Gets him his, what is that, fourth strikeout of the game. And it brings up Jack Sutton. Jack, he singled his first plate appearance with a little hit that the second baseman got a glove on, but unable to do anything after he dove. Let's see what Jack can do here in the fourth inning now. Swings, fouls that one. Right back. And Henley politely tosses that one back out there to Fleming. 6-0 lead for the Greenies here. In the top of the fourth inning, your Mountaineers are up to the plate. 0-1 count to Sutton with one out. Next pitch to him, curveball, good one. Good job from Sutton, though, to lay off of it. Gets the count to 1-1. Fleming threw his windup pitch. That curveball is called for strike two.
He moves it in and out well.
Uh-huh.
He gets a hit, he throws to that outside corner.
It is a 1-2 count. Here's the next pitch.
Right,
just
pitch right there.
Outside. We will take it 2-2.
Good pitch, though.
Mm-hmm. 6-0 lead, as mentioned. These Mountaineers need to start putting some numbers up there on that board. 2-2 pitch. Little inside. Ball three. Another full count. So he's easily thrown his most pitches in an inning so far right here. Next pitch. Swung on, fouled back by Sutton. We've said it before. I'm going to knock on wood as I'm saying this. Sutton doesn't strike out too much. He tends to put the ball in play.
He puts the ball in play. He's got a great eye. He'll put the bat on the ball somewhere.
So full count pitch on its way again. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Curveball, low, ball four. Sutton has got to be about the team leader in walks for the year as well. He's just so good at working a count. And
he watches it very
well. He's got a good
eye.
He's got a good feel for the game. So that puts him on first base. First real mistake Fleming's made at all of this game was that walk right there. And now, first pitch to Henley is strike one. Henley struck out on three pitches in his first at-bat, and he struck out looking. See if he can change that here in his second plate appearance. Sutton over there on first. Second pitch to Henley, strike two, swinging this time. He's got to speed up that bat a little. He's just a little too slow on that swing. If he makes contact, it couldn't even stay fair with that swing right now. Swing and a miss, strike three. Sutton on his horse to second as it was in the dirt, and he is thrown out, so strike him out, throw him out to end off the top of the fourth inning. And that'll do it for the top of the fourth. We're going to be heading into the bottom of the fourth now. And the Mountaineers steal. They're still trailing 6-0 going into the bottom half of the fourth inning. I will say that Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable, personal service, you can call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3024. It's our family serving your family. So it is a 6-0 lead right now. And as I thought, he might have been throwing a lot of pitches, but never mind. He kind of got a break right there with the strike him out, throw him out situation. He ended up only throwing 14 that inning. So he got up to 45. Or excuse me. Bad math. 16. Through 16. I don't claim to be.
Still, that's good.
I don't claim to be a mathematician up here, okay?
When you're just throwing nine, and
I know.
And that, you know, 16's a lot, but 16's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a 12 and a half average. I'll do that math quick for you. That's 9 and 16. Parker remaining out there. How many pitches is Parker sitting on, Kenny?
He's 72 right now.
So at 72, basically he's going to have at least 4 days of rest before he can pitch again, meaning that he won't be available for the game on Tuesday against Pisgah. He will have to. His next time available after this will be against West Henderson on Friday next week.
I'm just curious who Coach Tatham will bring in after Parker.
So it is Hip that will be batting now, though. And Hip so far on the game has doubled and flown out to right field. He watches ball one low. The wind kind of blowing across today. It's blowing across in left field and out towards right. Next pitch. Thought it was going to be a curveball. Instead, it's just a fastball that remains high and inside. Little chin music. Has Jackson Hip having to back off. He watches ball two. 2-0 count. Swing. Rip there in between the hole. Bryson, good job. Throw down to first. I mean, just a great play to even get to that one, kid. Got to give Hip a hit, though. So the Greenies already back on base again here in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
Yeah, that ball was in the hole. I mean, it was a base hit all the way, but he did a great job just to get over there and get a glove on him.
He made a throw still. It's Fleming up. Fleming has two singles, one of them a bunt single. That was a beautiful bunt single. And because of that, Sutton is a little bit more in than he typically would be. 1-0 the count now to Fleming. First pitch was a little high and outside. Hip on first. Fleming steps back in. Rip out there to right. Perkins drifting back. Still going back. Has a read on it, though, and catches it right there at the wall. Puts it away for out number one. That was some pretty good impressive power out there to right field.
Now batting right.
Helps whenever the wind's blowing out that way, though.
Michael Reynolds.
So that does get us our first out. Go ahead, Kenny.
I mean, he didn't even put that much effort. That ball carried a long way, though.
That looked like some of those T.C. Robertson kids.
It was a hard swing. You know, it was just a good swing, and it carried.
So now it's Reynolds, and Reynolds so far in the game has a single, two singles. They throw down to first to check on Hip after the first pitch was taken for ball one. Hip does slide back in safely. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mountaineers trail 6-0. Next pitch on its way. Low ball two.
It's not situational in your mind. I can't think of ever a
situation. 2-0 pitch now. Low ball three. Good block from Brady Myers right there. Holds that one in front of him. Hip unable to take second base. He's just going to remain at first. However, it's a 3-0 count now to Reynolds. 3-0. Right down Main Street for strike one. There is one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Over here at Christ School, where your Mountaineers trail 6-0. Parker has his sign. He's coming to the plate. That fastball remains inside for ball four. So that's going to put Reynolds on first. Move up Hip to second now. And Hester stepping in. Hester has struck out and also reached on an error.
It's a ground ball double play right here.
That'd be nice. First pitch to Hester. Right on the outside corner call for strike one. So 0-1 the count now. Here's the next pitch from Parker. Through his stretch. Swing and a foul back. Strike number two. Hips over there on second. Reynolds is on first after the walk. There's one out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's an 0-2 count now being worked to Hester. 6-0 lead for the Greenies. Mountaineers would love to have an inning where the Greenies don't score. Here's the next pitch. It's called time. So do not count that one right there. It was a good pitch, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a perfect 0-2 pitch. Oh, do it again, Cam. That was good. It was well outside. Would have been a hard hit for Hester to handle. Might have had him chasing, though. So do it again. I'd like to see it. 0-2. Here it is. This one was a little bit more inside, but it did work. Hester swings and misses. Gets the second out of the inning. Hester's second strikeout of the game.
That one real bad right there. That's a good second out here now.
And now it's Treadway, the catcher. Treadway, he's flown out to center and also had a hit to right center. Both of his hits, or his hit and his flyout, were to around the same spot. Just the second one was a little bit more of a liner. Worrell was unable to run that one down. But he likes to pull the ball. Does have a decent gap out there in right center to use if he wants it. He's going to watch strike one on the outside corner, though, from Parker. So Hip still out there on second, and Reynolds on first. Mountaineers trail 6-0. There's two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Parker checks on Hip. Coming to the plate now. Curveball. Low. Gets away from Myers. He picks it up. Can't throw it to third, though. So Hip advances on the wild pitch. Now we have runners on the corners. And now I wonder if we're going to see a steal from Reynolds. It's a 1-1 count.
I would say you will.
Doesn't go, though.
Not this time.
Yeah, and there's a swing from Treadway that is fouled out there towards the lacrosse field back behind us.
Don't get two strikes now. I say he goes on this one. What do you say, Ryan?
I'd be a little bit surprised if he doesn't.
6-0, I'd go for it.
It's a 1-2 count now. Parker checking on Hips and Reynolds. This pitch ripped down the left field line.
Oh,
we just can't get out of an inning without
that
these Greeny scoring.
Eyes. That's, oh.
What a throw,
oh,
though.
Great throw.
Winchester. So the Greenies do put one on the board, but Winchester throws a bullet of a shot right there to Sutton at third, and he's going to throw out Reynolds trying to stretch it up to third. And that does get us out of the inning, but of course the Greenies do score again, making it a 7-0 game now going into the fifth inning. We're going to take us a quick break, and whenever we come back, we'll get you set up for that fifth. You're listening to Mountaineer Baseball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Haywood AMC is proud to support Tuscola Mountaineer Sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment to afford reliable and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood AMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. High Knot Markets and Eagles Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. When you head out to the game, make sure to stop by Eagles Nest Grocery or Time Out Markets for all of your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. We're located throughout the area, and no matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. We're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. until 11 p.m., and Sunday, 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. Now, back to the ballpark for more Tuscola baseball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Arden, North Carolina, where these Mountaineers are currently trailing to the Christ School Greenies right now, 7-0 going here into the top half of the fifth inning. This Christ School team, we knew it coming in, they were going to be pretty good. They're no joke, man. They're pretty good, aren't they, Kenny?
Very good hitting team. I'm telling you, they swing the bats good.
Yeah, as we kind of
like
have
said,
the
not
little,
a
the
big
scouting
team, they're not real big, but well, boy, they hit the ball.
The scouting report coming into this one was very true. They're not going to hit it hard, or they're not going to hit it far, basically, but they're going to hit it.
They hit
and
it.
They know where to hit it, too. They're finding all the gaps almost every single time. I mean, we haven't really seen one that's been one of those, like, oh my goodness, hits yet. It's all just been beautiful hits.
Has eyes, yeah.
It's all just been beautiful hits. The big oh my goodness thing has been from Fleming here on the mound. I mean, hardly thrown any pitches. He's looked very solid. He's committed to go to Wake Forest to pitch. He's going to be throwing his 46th pitch of the game right here. Throws through four innings of work. He's only averaged around 11 pitches an inning. He has to go up against Perkins. Perkins is going to watch high ball one. Second pitch to Perkins. In there for a strike that he fouls back. Another one works its way towards the lacrosse field over here. Don't get to say that too often.
No, you're not too many say schools, that a whole
not
lot.
Not too many schools have their own lacrosse field. 1-1 pitch inside, ball two. That was a close one, though. So 2-1 pitch now on its way to Perkins. That one's well inside. And that's why umpires wear shin guards. That caught the umpire right on the shin guard. I think he's okay. That still has to hurt a little bit, even whenever you're wearing shin guards or something like well, that. It doesn't feel good.
I think he's acting. I mean, he don't want to show it, I guess. But
I think I'd be on the ground crying right now, personally.
He had to have felt that one.
And Fleming does lose Perkins here for ball four. So that's going to put Perkins on and bring up Bryson. Bryson, so far, has a grounded out to the second baseman. Hit the ball quite well, though. He had one of our harder hits in the game so far. Perkins has a very small lead over there on first. No real threat of that one. Bryson takes low for ball one. Fleming comes set to the plate. Swing and a miss from Bryson. Strike one.
He put some heat on that one there.
Mm-hmm. As we said, he's been throwing around 88 for the night. Not too bad from a high school player. Next pitch, low, ball two. Good job from Treadway to block that one up. Keeps Perkins on first.
Good job by Bryson. He pulled that bat back just in time.
Mm-hmm.
Almost went around.
2-1 the count now. Perkins is over there on first. Here's the pitch. Swing, rip out there to right center.
Gapper.
I'm telling you, Bryson is going to be something to watch. One hops the wall. Bryson over at second. Perkins on his horse is going to hold up on third. Bryson, for just a freshman kid, does not act like it swinging.
Perkins just didn't have the speed of like a Worrell or a Creary or somebody, you know.
No.
They would have scored on that one. Coach Tatham had to hold him up on third. But
well, still no outs here.
No outs.
In the top of the fifth inning. The Mountaineers finally threatening. Bryson over there on second. Perkins on third. And it's Parker up to the plate. Parker, though, has struck out in his one plate appearance, and he swings and misses at strike one right there. Corners in, maybe expecting some type of sacrifice bunt. Parker, though, holds off, and it's ball one. A 1-1 count now to Parker. Here's the pitch, high, ball two. Bryson's on second after ripping a double out to right center. So, according to Max Preps, his three only hits so far at the varsity level have all been doubles.
Wow.
Parker.
Good cut.
Yeah, has a little bit of a nick on the ball right there. However, the catcher holds on to it for strike two. It's a 2-2 count. 2-2 pitch on its way. Fleming from the windup. Here's the pitch. Late on that swing. Strike number three. I guess the Mountaineers, their first out here in the top of the fifth inning. And runners still remain in scoring position. And it's Winchester up. Winchester lined out to the second baseman in his first plate appearance.
We need to put at least one across here.
Let's put something on the ground.
Something on the board here.
That one outside to Fleming. And if you're able to put one up on a kid that's committed to go to college and to pitch, it wouldn't be that bad of a day. Second one, second pitch fouled back for strike one to Winchester. It's a 1-1 count. With one out here in the top of the fifth inning, here's Fleming's next pitch. This one, curveball, a little high though, 2-1.
Well, it's like you said, how about Bryson? Oh, yeah, I hit a double in freshman year off a college
committed senior,
going to Wake Forest. Yeah, I'm throwing 88 miles an hour.
Next pitch to Winchester, beautiful one right on the outside corner for strike number two. Makes the count 2-2 with one out. 2-2 pitch from Fleming. On its way, outside, ball number three. Full count.
He held off good on that one. I believe that would have been hard not to go for.
Mm-hmm.
With two strikes.
So full count now. Here's the next pitch from Fleming. Swing and a miss, strike three. Now, it's on to Will Smathers. Will did have a rip of a hit last time right out there to right field. It was pretty well right down the line, but you can see this right fielder is pretty well right on the line himself. So first pitch to Smathers from Fleming, strike one right down Main Street right there. Would hate to see runners get stranded in scoring position. Next pitch from Fleming. to Smathers. Wow.
Wow. What
had
a break.
Smathers ducking out of the way, and it broke right over the middle of the plate. 2-0-2 now with two outs. Fleming.
That was pretty.
Working with some whirl speed out there. Going quite fast. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike number three to Smathers. Throw down to first. Gets him as the ball was in the dirt. So the Mountaineers get runners in scoring position with no outs. And then three straight strikeouts from Fleming are able to get him out of that jam. So they can't put up any runs, and it's going to go into the bottom half of the fifth inning now. And the score is going to remain at a 7-0 game in favor of the Greenies. I will say Hometown Hardware has all your lawn, fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and all of your gardening needs. It's time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. And Tuscola Baseball is brought to you in part by Hometown Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, Robin G. Black CPA, Haywood EMC, Gene Ferguson Moving Company, Timeout Markets, Eagles Nest Grocery, and Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services. So Parker back out there.
Now what do we get, Ryan? 105?
105. After 105.
16 more pitches is all I've got down. And if I've not missed one or two, I don't think I have. But
so he's around the 90 mark, basically,
yeah,
89?
Yeah, 89. And I don't see Coach Tate. That ain't got anybody warming up yet, any.
He might just be bringing someone from the field. I don't know.
I don't know.
I did see Winchester messing around.
I would say if I had to bet, that's who would be coming off.
I did see Winchester messing around before the game. I don't think it didn't seem like he was doing like official warming up, but maybe he's like the backup tonight.
In this game today, I'd say that's who he won't pitch. Worrell or Creary, no doubt.
I don't think Worrell's available.
So I'd say Winchester will come in from left field.
Well, Worrell might be. He pitched on Tuesday, right? He should be good for today.
I would,
but I doubt he'd use.
I'd rest him though, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. I would, yes. First pitch swung on by Tarvez, fouled back. Second one, taken low, ball one. It's a 1-1 count now here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Greenies have a 7-0 lead. 1-1 pitch, curveball.
Good pitch.
Hit right back up the middle to Bryson. Fields, throw to first. Good fielding from the kid out there. Gets the first out of the inning. Took a funky hop off of the pitcher's mound, and a little funky hop out there off the edge of where the grass meets the dirt. Bryson handled it well, though. And now it's McGuire. McGuire so far has struck out looking and popped up to the shortstop. He's going to watch strike one to start off his plate appearance right here.
Good pitch right there on the outside corner.
That might be about the first time this game that the Greenies didn't get their first batter on in the inning. Second pitch fouled back, strike two.
Cam, for as big as he is, he doesn't try to overpower anybody. He's just very deliberate on his pitches to the plate.
Smooth.
You know?
I think that's how I describe it. 0-2 now to McGuire. Curveball.
Beautiful break, your ball. Just broke to the outside a little too much.
That's a perfect 0-2 pitch.
Oh, yes. It's hard to lay off of that for any batter.
And even if he did swing, I don't know how well he could have handled it. McGuire, the eighth grader, this time pops up to the second baseman. Nelson should have it easily. He does. That gets the second out. And it'll bring back up the top of the lineup, LaCroix.
Number one, leadoff. Second baseman.
So far, LaCroix in the game has flown out and doubled and singled. He's 2-for-3 on the evening. Hasn't scored yet. Chokes up on the bat a little bit. First pitch from Parker to him. Is outside, ball one. Next pitch. Swing right up the middle.
Oh.
Parker can't handle it. Slow roller. Nelson picks it up. Throw to first. Nope. No throw. Just got to give him a single. I don't think he would have got him either way, even if he did throw it. So LaCroix gets another infield hit.
Number 15, McKinley Bell.
And it's Bell coming up to the plate. Bell, so far, has two singles.
Cam had just bent just a little bit farther. That was right under his glove.
So LaCroix has a decent lead over there on first. Parker checks on him. Throws over to first now. LaCroix able to get back even without a slide right there. There's two out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next, this pitch to Bell. Inside, ball one. I will say that Tuscola Baseball is brought to you in part by Hometown Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, Robin G. Black CPA, Haywood EMC, Gene Ferguson Moving Company, Timeout Markets, Eagles Nest Grocery, and Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service. This pitch to Bell. Called strike one. So we have LaCroix on first. A 1-1 count to Bell with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mountaineers trail 7-0. This pitch outside, 2-1 now. Bell, he's hit the ball all over tonight. His hits have been to right and to left field. So no, had to play him straight up. Calls for time right there as Parker was taking his time, checking on LaCroix and getting his sign. Count is 2-1. Here's the pitch to Bell. Swing. Fouled right back to the guy on the on-deck circle. That was Jackson Hip. He fields it cleanly. 2-2 count now with two outs. LaCroix is on first. Hasn't stolen yet. I doubt he will right here. Parker still checking on him, though. Here's the pitch. Curveball outside. Ball three. Now LaCroix is going to have the green light. With a full count, he can go as soon as he sees Parker going to the plate. Parker gets his sign. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul off. Count remains at 3-2. How many pitches is Parker up to?
4.
So I think he's done after this pitch,
yeah,
no matter what then.
He'll finish this batter no matter what. And then
he can finish this batter. Exactly. So even if he fouls off the next 15 pitches, he's good. But he cannot start another batter after this, according to our pitch count. Here's the next pitch. This one popped out there to center. Whirl has a read on it. Camps under it. Hey, we get out of an inning without the greenie scoring. There we go.
And 105. So he
right on the money.
Finished the three outs and finished the inning.
It looks like Creary's actually warming up down here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it is a 7-0 game going into the top of the sixth inning. We're going to take us a quick break. Whenever we come back, we'll get you set up for that sixth inning. You're listening to Mountaineer Baseball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Still slow cooking the way great-grandpa Buddy taught his kids years ago. And all the ways you like beef, pork, turkey, or chicken. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue now has beef brisket, steaks, chicken tenders, a belly-busting dog, or the big or little Buddy burger. Lots of choices. And food so good it will make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Some people handle everything to move themselves. It's a big job. Save by paying for just the services you need. Gene Ferguson Moving Company will pack for you, load your rental truck, unload, or take the whole job off your hands for a local or long-distance move. Call Ferguson Moving Company at 926-1022 for a free estimate on just the services you need. You'll be using a family-owned local company with 30 years' experience making moving easy and affordable. Gene Ferguson Moving Company. We treat you like family.
Now, back to the ballpark for more Tuscola baseball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Arden, North Carolina, where the Mountaineers trail 7-0 going into the sixth inning. But I do have some good news. They finally held the greenies from scoring there. That's in that fifth inning, which is it's a pretty big deal right now. We haven't been able to get anything on them. It's not due to really bad defense.
Change
play.
The picture here now, don't we? But you know, that's a good call if Coach Nathan brings in Creary, that because he's probably just going to pitch one inning. I mean, you know, unless we get on it and score 7 or 8 runs, you know, which is possible. But he won't throw enough pitches. I don't think that one inning he'll be able to rest.
Even if he does, he can throw up to 45 pitches and
still
be
eligible Monday.
Be eligible Monday against Irwin, and then I'm sure they will try to save him up for Tuesday for sure against Pisgah, because they're going to want him to come in late in the game, is my thought. I'm imagining we're going to use Whirl again like we did last time against Pisgah.
I'd say that's
right. And then come back with Creary towards the end of the game if need be.
So Fleming had 68 pitches.
So now it's Whirl coming up. He is a single right at the beginning of the game that he just hustled for a hit. And then he grounded out to the pitcher. Now he has Treadway, the pitcher now. Treadway has some decent speed of his own.
Yeah, that looked...
I have some stats on him. Treadway...
looked good.
Has four appearances on the season. Has yet to give up an earned run. So that's a pretty good thing. He has two wins. So he started a couple games. Yet to give up an earned run.
Oral hit that ball well.
Yeah, he was right on the nose of it.
Playing him right dead center field.
Yep, flew out right to center. So that's the first out. This is number 10 now. Jared Brown. So Brown stepping into the game for Nelson. Getting some reps in. He's going to take low ball one. We'll see what Brown can do against the fresh into the game Treadway. He takes strike one down the middle on that one. It's a one-on-one count now. Actually, it looks like Winchester's warming up down here now in the bullpen. Looking out. Next pitch, Brown swings at one that bounced about a foot in front of the plate. Can't make contact with that one. Makes the count one and two now.
He may come with Winchester anyway and then have Curry if he needs him and then
yes,
save him for Monday.
This one low and away, ball two. Two and two pitch. Just high, ball three. Good thing Brown's a little short out there. It's a full count now to Treadway. And his first sign of trouble right here. Comes through through the adversary. And strikes out Brown for out number two. So give Treadway his first strikeout. Now we have Kyle Creary coming into the game for Jack Sutton.
Number 11, Kyle Creary.
Wonder if he's going in at third as well. Haven't seen Creary do anything else but pitch this year. That pitch high to Creary.
That's a good question.
I'm a little bit surprised to see him take out Sutton.
I know. Your third baseman especially, but...
He's been seeing the ball well tonight. He's got on hit both of his at-bats. Yeah, it looks like he's just doing a mass substitution almost.
Yeah, I think he's doing that. Just giving boys a chance to play some.
Next pitch to Creary. Taken down Main Street for strike one. The count is 2-1 right now.
Good block.
3-1 the count now to Creary. I don't think we've seen Creary put a ball in play this year. He hasn't got too many attempts to bat, and whenever he does, he tends to get walked. Let's see if it happens again. Takes that one down. Nope. Wow, that was called ball.
You called it, though.
He got walked. There we go. So put Creary on first. Now we have number 6, Joe Napert, coming into the game. This might be our first chance to see Joe this year.
Did we? Well, maybe it was the scrimmage game we saw
maybe.
Him, but I think that was it. Yeah. I believe so.
So Joe takes strike one on the outside corner to start off. Creary's over there on first. Next pitch to Napert. Swing, foul tipped, catches the catcher, I believe, might have caught him on the leg a little bit. He jumps out of the box and shaking off the rust a little bit, trying to walk off the Charlie horse.
Napert is one. Now that you talk about fast, now this kid is fast.
Got some speed to him.
Oh yes.
Needs to speed up that bat a little bit, though. 0-2 is the count, with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Treadway, the new pitcher, into the game. Creary's on first. Treadway has a sign. Looks like they're trying to come inside. Works it outside though. This catcher. I don't think we've seen a single ball go past him yet. He's been blocking up everything.
He moves back there well.
Mm-hmm. 1-2 now after that pitch was well low and outside and bounced. This pitch, swing and a miss from Napert for strike number 3. That's going to get the Mountaineers out of the top of the sixth inning. Put another 0 up there for them. And bring back up the Greenies going into the bottom half of the sixth. I will say Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller seeds, and all of your gardening needs. It's time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. And Tuscola Baseball is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black CPA, Champion Credit Union, Timeout Markets, Eagles Nest Grocery, Fat Buddies, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Hometown Hardware. It's also brought to you by Gene Ferguson Moving Company. Let's see which one of these Mountaineer players is going to be making their
Winchester
moves to get up here.
Winchester is pitching, so you called it right.
Yep. That's all warming up a little bit before the game, and he's in here. Kind of how you said, too, they might use Winchester, and if he somehow gets to that 30 mark or whatever, pull Creary in or something, I don't know. But I think this is the first time we've seen Winchester pitch the entire year.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
We haven't seen him work at all on the mound. I might not even have any stats from him for him pitching. Let's see. Nope. No, I do. He's had three appearances so far. ERA is a little bit high. That's all right. See if you can't help it out right here.
Now pitching number 14, Dakota Winchester.
Might remember Dakota. He did get the player of the game for us a few weeks to a month ago. I can't remember exactly now. And he's been a very solid player for us out in the outfield. He has a couple of assists out there on the season. And anytime you can get some assists from the outfield, you know you're doing a good thing.
Right.
He even has an assist in this game. He threw out a player at third earlier. He's got a good arm on him.
Curry is at third base.
So. I have not seen him play any infield for this season, so this will be interesting.
I think he's just moved some of them around, let them play.
Now we've got a kind of a new-looking lineup out there. We got a new right fielder. Can't tell because Perkins is out in left field now. We got a new – is that Worrell still out there in center? I think so.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
First pitch from Winchester, high and away, ball one. Second pitch, much in the same spot, ball two. So Hip steps back in with the 2-0 count from Winchester. It's high, ball three. Wonder if Coach is giving him the swing away sign right here. 3-0. You're up 7-0. I'd give it to him personally. 3-0 pitch. Well, if he had it, he would have been swinging right there. That was about as middle as middle could be. So I think he had the take sign. It's 3-1.
Winchester's got to throw strikes here. We don't want to put people on. They hit the ball too well.
3-1 pitch, fouled back.
There you go.
It was well behind us here in the press box. It's a full count now. Good job from Winchester. He's fought back, got it back two full to Hip. Hip so far on the game has a double and a single. He's also flown out. He's 2-for-3. He's got a full count right here from Winchester. Here's the pitch. That's well outside, ball four. Now it's Fleming.
Shortstop, number 12, William Fleming.
So he went from pitcher to shortstop. He's back in there now. And so far in the evening for him, he is 2-for-3 as well. A couple singles and a fly out to right. Pretty deep fly, though. First pitch from Winchester to him. That's a rip there into left field. That'll move Hip up to second. Get Fleming on first. Greenies are threatening. I guess I have to mention, if the Greenies score three runs in this inning, it'd be game over.
Catcher, yep. Number 4, Michael Reynolds.
Anytime after five innings, if the home team, or if any team has 10 more runs than the other team after five innings, it's game over. And with the home team batting right now, if they score three, that'll be it. So Reynolds up to the plate now. Runners on first and second for him. He's going to take ball one high. Winchester checks on Hip there at second. Fleming's on first. Here's the pitch. That one high, ball two. I wonder if Winchester has any breaking stuff. We've only seen him throw fastballs so far.
I don't know if it's that. He just hadn't got loose enough yet to really.
That one. Strike one on the inside corner.
He just needs to throw strikes right here.
Mm-hmm.
We can't put another one on base.
I don't like seeing players get on by walks anyways.
No.
I'd much rather them hit the
walks kill. I've always said that. Walks kill.
2-1. Swing. Big swing for Reynolds. He was trying to end the game right there. He misses, though. 2-2.
I do believe that is the boy from that transferred from or went from Waynesville to
out here to the Asheville area?
Yes.
Gotcha.
He played middle school ball, played Little League in Waynesville, and he played middle school ball in Waynesville. Then he went over here to the private school. Well,
he's doing pretty well over here.
Oh, he's a good ball player.
Just ripped a single out there to right field, scores Hip from second. Fleming gets all the way to third. So now we have runners on the corner. The score is 8-0.
Hester.
And the winning run's on first base. If he scores, it's game over. So Hester steps in. This pitch high, ball one. Brady Myers came out, thought about throwing down there to first to check on Reynolds. Doesn't, though.
I see Coach Tatham has Nelson warming up now in the bullpen, so I'd say he more or less has conceded this game. But
8-0 lead. Yeah, he does have Nelson there. Reynolds, oh my. That's a charge. That one is high. It's deep. Right off the wall. That's more than likely going to score. The runner from first. And here he comes on his horse. He scores. That's game over, folks.
Ball game.
Two-run double to end off the game from Hester. Rips that one out there to left center, and that will do it. Mountaineers lose this one 10-0 here in six innings to the Christ School Greenies. We're going to go ahead and take us a quick break, and whenever we come back, we'll get you. We'll try to have our player of the game up here for you. So make sure you stay tuned for that. The Gene Ferguson Moving Company, player of the game. You've been listening to Mountaineer Baseball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
High Mount Markets and Eagles Nest Grocery proudly support the Tuscola Mountaineers softball and baseball teams. When you head out to the game, make sure to stop by Eagles Nest Grocery or Time Out Markets for all of your pregame needs, from gas to snacks and drinks. We're located throughout the area, and no matter where you live in Haywood County, there's a store near you. We're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. until 11 p.m., and Sunday, 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. Now, back to the ballpark for more Tuscola baseball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio Network.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable, personal service, you can call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3024. It is our family serving your family. And now it is time for the Gene Ferguson Moving Company Player of the Game Award. And tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player is going to go to Mr. Jack Sutton. You can call on Sherry at Gene Ferguson Moving Company at 926-1022 for help with all of your moving needs. Gene Ferguson Moving Company, we treat you like family. Now, Jack, it was a bit of a rough one tonight. I know, man.
Yeah.
This Christ School team is no joke, though, are they? They're good. They're a good team. You came out here and you fought. You played a great game against T.C. Robertson on Thursday, and I feel like you might have used up a lot of effort Thursday. And then you come out here. Just talk a little bit about, though, what it was like going up against this Fleming kid. Did you know he's a Wake Forest commit? Did you know that?
Okay. I was just looking dead red fastball. He throws pretty hard, mm-hmm. So I was just trying to sit on some fastballs early in the count.
Well,
from there,
it worked. You did get that hit there in the first inning. You were the only player that didn't get out this entire game. You went 1-for-1 with a walk. You were pinch hit for there in the fifth inning. Coach, I believe, was just trying to work in some of the other players, just try to get them some playing time and whatnot. They came in. They played all right there. Now, your next game, I'm going to just go ahead and leave this game. We're going to leave it. 10-0 right. Loss. We're gonna leave this one, though. Your next game, are you still playing against Irwin on Monday? That game did get canceled.
Pisgah Tuesday.
Okay, that's what I was assuming. I was like, I'm pretty sure they're probably going to cancel it. I wasn't sure. So that game got canceled, just Pisgah on Tuesday. So talk a little bit about the big rivalry game coming up, man.
We're looking forward to facing Herbert.
Herbert's pitching.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're assuming Herbert's going to pitch. We're just going to go out and play our game and just try to do what we do best, I guess.
Who's going to be pitching for us?
I would say Nick.
That's who I was assuming too. We're probably going to try to use Nick, bring Creary in off from later in the game if need be, because that's how it's been going all year and it's been working. And Nick pitched well against them the first time. They couldn't do anything against them until the seventh inning, basically. Yeah. So I'm looking for something around that same result too. Then you have a pretty big one coming up against Wes Henderson on Friday as well. You guys are trying your best to push here in conference. You're 7-3 in conference play. Second place, I believe, tie for second with Smoke. Wait, it might actually be a jumbled up mess.
Yeah.
Did Smokey beat Franklin the other night? I'm not sure.
Yeah, 3-2.
So they did. There's a jumbled up mess up at the top of the top of the thing. I believe you guys, Smokey, and Franklin are all tied at the top of the leaderboards right now in conference. So there's a whole big thing happening up there. And this game on Tuesday is going to be a pretty big one because Pisgah's right there technically in fourth place, but they're only one game back. So this is a big game for y'all if y'all are able to pick up a good win against Pisgah. Well, Jack, I'll just kind of leave it right there, man. It's a rough one tonight, but hey, keep your heads up. You got a big rivalry game coming up on Tuesday against Pisgah. And once again, congratulations on being a repeat customer here on Tuscola Sports Radio. You heard him some during basketball season. He's back for baseball as well. So congratulations on being our Tuscola Sports Radio player of the game, Mr. Jack Sutton.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take us one more quick break. Whenever we come back, we'll give you some full-time stats from this one. You've been listening to Mountaineer Baseball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
When you explore visitnc.com, you can find some amazing golf courses. Take your game to a higher level in the foothills or mountains. Play in a tranquil setting along our coast, or challenge yourself on premier courses in the Sand Hills and Piedmont. Visit nc.com. Start trading keystrokes for putting strokes. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
VisitNC.com has newly enhanced mobile capabilities, so you can easily locate a spa, look for a beautiful beach to lie out in the sun, or a nice mountain hammock to take an afternoon nap. Mobile technology that helps you get a lot less mobile. That's the beauty of VisitNC.com. Log on, plan a trip, start kicking back. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
Now, back to the ballpark for more Tuscola baseball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to Arden, North Carolina, where the Mountaineers, they lose a pretty big one here this evening, 10-0 to Christ School. But hey, they are absolutely no joke, this Christ School team. I mean, just looking at them, they're 35th NC state ranked. That's for all schools. So that, I mean, they're going up even against some of these big 4A schools. They've only lost one game. They move up to 12-1 overall, and I'd imagine that even games like this probably count for them, whereas this one doesn't necessarily matter for us.
I think you're right. Yeah,
technically, but I'd imagine since they hardly play any conference games, they're only 4-0 in conference.
Total record probably.
I'd imagine total record probably counts for them. So that's why this is important, and that's why you probably saw someone like Fleming pitching for them at first as well.
But he does a great job though.
Oh my goodness, did he ever! I mean, he's a great pitcher. We got some word that he's a Wake Forest commit. He's going to be going down there to be doing some pitching for them. So the ACC might be seeing some good ones coming there to Wake Forest. Carolina, who's been a pretty big powerhouse in the ACC, might have a little bit of trouble with him. I'm telling you, he's a good pitcher, and he's looking pretty solid. And I think he can only improve from here.
It might have been a 10-0, 5-inning game, but it wasn't a bad game at all.
No.
You know, I mean, it was 7-0. They scored 3 runs there in the top of the 7th against us and put it away. But other than that, it wasn't a bad ball game at all, and I'm just impressed with this – you know, Christ School team, they're really good. Give them credit. You know, they're a great team.
Yeah, I mean, they hit the ball. The scouting report was very true coming into this one. We knew they were not going to be hitting the ball remarkably hard all evening, but they definitely placed it extremely well. They knew where to hit the ball. It was to the gaps. It was through the holes. It was perfectly hit almost every single time the ball hit
exactly.
The bat. And I mean, that's just – you got to hand it to the Christ School team. They played extremely well this evening.
And the people, you know, down here had the little timing Fleming there on the pitch. He was throwing 89 miles an hour. So, you know – give them credit. You know, it's hard to hit anybody like that. I don't care.
Yeah, most high schoolers, you're probably going to be seeing good pitchers throw mid to low, like, or mid to high 70s.
Right.
Good pitchers.
High 70s.
This is
80.
This is 10 miles an hour faster than you're
then what
accustomed
you've been
to.
Seeing.
Basically.
Right.
So that is it's a different beast. And it showed tonight. We were a little bit slow with our swings. And it hurt us a little bit, but hey, you got to keep your heads up. Rough loss here, but hopefully that gives you the momentum going into the Pisgah game on Tuesday, because the Monday game is canceled. They do not play Irwin on Monday.
So
it's just Tuesday.
I think they know what they can do, and you know that. Tune in Tuesday, because that's going to be a great ball game. I'm sorry, we're not doing the baseball. We're doing the softball.
Yep,
which is going to be a great ball game too.
Yes.
So tune in.
Tune in. As I mentioned, we will be broadcasting the softball game on Tuesday, and that will be, I believe, sometime around a 6:30-ish start.
I think so.
Baseball will be on WPTL. You can listen to that over at 9:20 a.m.
This is the one in one ear and one in the other ear, right?
Yep, exactly. That might be a little weird, but you can try it either way. I won't stop you. I won't judge you for doing doing something like that. It's fine if you want to do that. But yeah, both games will be broadcast. Of course, we also will be having soccer on Monday, a big rivalry matchup there, Pisgah and Tuscola. I'll be bringing you that action. So please make sure you tune in and listen to that soccer game. And, of course, give any critiquing you can give to me. I'll take them. I promise you, folks. This will be only my second soccer game I've ever done. I'm definitely going to be a pretty big newbie at this one as well. So anything you hear...
You can handle it, right?
Well, thanks, Kenny. I'll try my best with it for sure. But, hey, it's a final here, folks. Mountaineers lose 10-0 to the Christ School Greenies. And that pushes the Mountaineers now, I believe, their overall record. I have it somewhere. They are now 8-6. But hey, this loss doesn't technically matter for us. It's conference that we're mostly focused
right on.
Because it's how well you do against conference and I guess your class too. Technically, they are a 3A school, but they're an independent school, so it doesn't count for us. So that doesn't really matter too much. But hey, final here, folks. Kenny, you got anything you want to add from this one or anything coming up?
No, I think just I'm looking forward till Monday for the Pisgah Tuscola girls softball game. That's going to be a good one. So Everybody tune in and listen.
There you go. And so that'll be it tonight, folks. Mountaineers lose 10-0. Tune in on Monday for soccer, Tuesday for softball, and next Friday for softball and baseball at West Henderson. Well, for Kenny Mole and myself, Ryan Castle, you've been listening to Tuscola Baseball here on Tuscola Sports Radio. Till Monday, so long, everybody.
This has been Tuscola High School Mountaineers Baseball on the Tuscola Mountaineer Sports Radio WPTL Network. Join us all season for Tuscola Baseball.